It's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
It is time to beat Bernie. Let's talk to today's contestant. His name is Dr. Mike. He's at a hospital in Brooklyn, I guess. I don't know. Mike, good morning. How are you, pal?
Hi, good morning, Sid. How are you?
Good. Are you allowed to say the hospital in Brooklyn? You're not allowed to say it.
Well, you know, I'm not mentioning the name just for, you know, confidentiality purposes,
right.
But
right.
It's close to your old neighborhood.
Close to mine. All right. Well, I know two that are very close to mine, one on Kings Highway and one. Okay.
No, it's Brooklyn. It's, you know.
Okay. What kind of doctor are you?
Emergency physician.
Okay. Well, thank you for your heroic and hard work every single day.
Oh, my pleasure, Sid.
Yeah. Most people say I'm a doctor, too, but they're proctologists because I work with a-holes all day. Hey, John, that's not right. You're a wonderful kid, John.
Thank you, sir.
Take that back. All right, ready to play? You know how to play this game, right? Five questions.
Yes.
Bernie gets the same five. Here's number one. Yesterday, we learned President Taft was the most recent president to have facial hair. John Quincy Adams and Martin Van Buren both donned sideburns. But who was the first president with a beard?
Oh, boy. I would guess it's Lincoln.
That's it. Number two. Florida is the southeast corner of the 48 contiguous states. What state is in the northwest corner? Northwest.
Of the contiguous states, that would be Washington.
Yes! All righty. Don't feel great, son. What is United States military decoration that is awarded in the name of the president to all armed forces personnel wounded or killed in action?
Oh, God, I want to say the Medal of Honor, but there's some, the cross, some
need
kind of cross.
Final answer. Give me a final answer, like we just would say.
Cross.
That's incorrect.
Wrong, you're two-legged back of that.
Looking for Purple Heart. Purple Heart.
Oh, shit.
I'm ashamed
I don't know that one.
That's okay. When you fold an American flag correctly, what shape should it be in when you are done?
A triangle.
Yes. And finally, playing very well here, born Louis Eugene Walcott, who has proclaimed that, quote, Jews are to blame for the slave trade, plantation slavery, Jim Crow, sharecropping, and general black oppression. What lowlife said that?
Oh, boy.
Born Louis Louis Walcott. Kept his first name. That's your hint.
Oh, Louise May Alcott?
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax.
No, we're looking for Louis Farrakhan. All right, listen, you got, what do you get, right? Two or three right. Played well. Okay. Bernie needs at least four, then two to beat you. So we're going to get Bernie back in here.
Yes, we will.
Bernard.
You like that? See how I kind of, you know, carried something over from yesterday and today into today?
The facial hair.
Yes.
Very well
done.
Very well done.
Big on that. That's kind of cool. I don't know. I found that interesting.
I think Bernie went home.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
You know, what I know is his back is killing him.
Yes.
So he can't run down the hallway as fast as he usually can.
He's got to get to Trinity Rehab.
Yeah. No, he's got to do steroid. Anyway, you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Stop being such a...
I just did some...
What?
Squat thrust.
How'd that go for you?
Not well.
Not well. What was that mean? What, you say something to me?
Dr. Mike went 3 for 5.
Yes. You got to get at least 4 right to win today's game.
Okay.
Here's number one, Bernie. Yesterday we learned President Taft was the most recent president to have facial hair. John Quincy Adams and Martin Van Buren both donned sideburns. But who was the first president with a beard?
With a beard. Well,
beard. Not like Elton John's beard.
Let's see. was it Abraham Lincoln? I'd have to go with Lincoln.
Well, it's right, but was it Abraham Lincoln or Abraham Lincoln? You'd have to come up with Abraham Lincoln. Who's that? On Fox News. Who was that?
It's
hard to concentrate. Florida is in the southeast corner of the 48 contiguous states. What state is in the northwest? Don't look at me like that.
Contiguous.
Northwest corner.
Northwest corner. What state? It would be...
You got this one right,
well,
too.
Of course, it's Alaska.
That's... Of course.
You're two-legged back of anthrax. Could be Jesus.
Oh, contiguous. Well, Washington.
Well, you actually said the word contiguous. Then you said, of course, it's Alaska.
Yeah.
But you're right.
No, I got it wrong. It's contiguous, it's Washington, but non-contiguous, it's Alaska.
I think you're right, but we have to contiguous.
I answered incorrectly, so I can't get credit.
Well, if you get the next three right,
all right,
you win. And my prediction is you will. What is the United States military decoration that is awarded in the name of the president to all armed forces personnel wounded or killed in action? Simple, come on.
Purple Heart.
Yes. When you fold an American flag correctly, what shape should it be in when you are done?
Triangle.
Yes. And for the win, born Louis Eugene Walcott, he has proclaimed, quote, "Jews are to blame for the slave trade, plantation slavery, Jim Crow, sharecropping, and general black oppression." Born Louis Walcott. I'll give the same hint I gave the last time. Kept his first name.
He kept his first name.
Right. Jews are to blame for everything. Come on. It's easy.
Louis Walcott, blaming the Jews. Oh, Louis Farrakhan.
Yes! All righty. Good game today. Bernie beats Dr. Mike by a final score of 4-3. Bernie, say hello to the doctor.
Hello, Doc.
Hey, Bernie. I think I'll stick to doctoring and not quiz shows.
Well, I'm sure you're a fine doctor. Doc, do you have to take the Hippocratic Oath?
The Hippocratic, and also I think the school I went to had another oath we took, but I figured I'd take anything to graduate, so I was okay with that.
You would have taken, you would have swore a couple of oaths if you had to. Doc, so Brooklyn Hospital, how you faring out there these days? No more emergency like a year ago, everything good?
No, last year was like a post-apocalyptic nightmare. Now it's you see a few cases come in. Some are still pretty sick, but it's nothing near as bad as it was.
Thank God. Did you work like, 18-hour shifts back then?
Yes, because it was just there were just too many patients and not enough resources. And I ended up getting COVID early on. I had a mild case of it. I was back on the job in a little over a week.
Wow.
And I got my antibodies. I also got the vaccine.
Did you take hydroxychloroquine to prevent getting the COVID while you were working?
Yeah, I did. I actually had somebody that was able to get it for me, and I did take it, and I got better. But again, you can't always tell. Personal experience can be misleading, as Aristotle said.
Right. Nice. He's quoting Aristotle. How do you like that? Hey, you know what? I'm going to stop banging my pots and pans. I think this weekend.
That's it.
At 7 o'clock.
Is that still going on?
Is that premature?
Well, I'm not following you, Bernie.
We bang our pots and pans in tribute to medical workers, first responders.
7 o'clock every night.
Yeah. Oh, and now I understand. Yeah, no, I mean, we all appreciate that, but I mean, that's what we signed up for. So I don't consider it heroic. I figure if you don't do it, then there's something wrong with you.
No, I mean,
you can't step up. You
know, true, that is your job, but it is heroic. But there's no more COVID here, so it's less than 5%.
hey, Dr. Mike.
Yeah, it's much less than it was, a lot
less. Nah, it's over. Stop. Everybody's lying to us, and we need to get back to our regular lives and stop the nonsense.
Listen,
no more masks, no more of this nonsense.
New York is lucky. We're a luckier place to have you, Dr. Mike.
Yes.
I can tell you that from listening.
And we're lucky to have you, Bernie and Sid. We're very lucky to have you.
Well, thank you very much, Doc. You played a great game today. You sound like a wonderful, wonderful guy. God bless you, and keep calling, okay?
And God bless you guys. Thank you so much.
All right, Dr. Mike. Dr. Mike was great. We'll talk to all of you if you want. You can all call me and Bernie now. 1-800-848-WABC. 1-800-848-9222. Whatever topic you want to bring up, we're ready for you. Your chance to talk to Bernie and Sid as we close out a wonderful Tuesday is next.
Beat Bernie. Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.